This is going to be a good little study tool for you as you guys are out in the world facing some of the challenges. So the reason for this study is really to prepare you, to give you some ammunition and some spiritual truth while you're out in the world, okay? So you can be equipped to handle life. Because some of you, you know, you're getting to the age now, you're going to be graduating. How old are you, CJ? And you're going to, what grade are you in? Sophomore. Perfect. And Brandon, you're a sophomore now? Freshman. All right, so you guys are getting into your early teen years, and you guys are going to start experiencing life. You that go to public school see things and experience things that some of the homeschool kids don't on a daily basis. So this book is really to help encourage you. It's to help give you some ammunition and to help give you a guidance, all right, and some preparation. So what does it mean to have a combat attitude as a Christian? You know, what does it mean? Think about that. What does it really mean? We will learn by turning to page 2 on the book here. We're going to go through the spiritual survivor kit on page 2. And really, it's going to go into detail of how our world truly is in a death struggle right now called the angelic conflict, right? It's been going on for thousands of years. We see this when we open the scriptures and read Ephesians. We're going to go through Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 tonight. And Brendan will put them up there soon, but not right now. And it's where Paul explains, you know, to us, we are in a battle, right? We are truly in a battle. And once we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, right? I think a lot of you guys, I know most of the kids here, you guys are Christians, you are believers. You know that if something happens to you, you will spend eternity with Jesus, right? The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, you know, in Colossians 1, 12 through 14, we have those verses. It explains, you know, the Father has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of the darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. We are partakers in the inheritance, right? Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold, some allergies going crazy tonight. We can either be a prisoner of war, right? You guys have heard that? A prisoner of war entrapped in the domain of darkness, or by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, be transformed into the kingdom of the light and a soldier in the royal army of God. You guys, how many of you remember growing up, you guys remember seeing the whole armor of God? Do you guys ever remember seeing like a Roman soldier? And having the armor on and it being explained out what that was. Do you guys remember that in your childhood? Do you guys remember what that was part of by chance? No? Most of us probably just colored it in with color. We didn't really pay attention. So what's going to be good now that you guys are here, we're going to really start digging in. All those things you learned when you were kids over there in the small kids' room, you were learning little things that were preparing you to come here to the high school room. Now we're going to prepare you to become adults. So we're going to dig in right now to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And we'll go in, you'll get an understanding of kind of what this battle and what this conflict means. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. It'll be up there too. But you guys can turn to it in your Bible if you'd like. You guys all there? Maybe. No Bible for you? All right, here we go. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, right? Gives us a great illustration of what as Christians we're going to face. You guys have heard that we're in a battle all the time, a spiritual battle. So therefore, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So as young adults, you guys have to understand that it's not enough to meet your guys' daily challenges just having a Bible with words on it stuffed on a shelf, right? You guys have to be pulling it out, reading it, coming to Bible study, coming Sunday. You know, you must be willing to carry these things in your soul, in your heart. And you know, you guys, I know you guys were doing Bible memory verses before. You know, but it's like taking Psalms 119. It says, your word I have hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you, right? Hiding these things in your heart, having them readily available for you as you guys start the battles of your life. We must be studying and praying daily. You know, conditioning yourself mentally. It's like you guys all play sports. You play track? Are you playing any sports, CJ? Basketball? And I know, Brent, you play baseball and basketball, right? So physical conditioning is very important, right? We can all agree to that. Do you guys all agree? Do you guys all play? Do you guys all have to go through some physical regimen in the sports that you're playing right now? Yeah, I know Kayla swims 3 times a week. TJ swims, plays baseball. You're playing basketball and running and playing baseball. So I know you run a lot. There's a lot of conditioning, right? So in track, how much do you think you condition? How many miles are you walking and running a week? Yeah. Three miles a day, that's a lot, especially in this altitude, right? When you guys go down the valley and go to Phoenix and stuff, you guys, do you see how much better conditioned you are than a lot of people when you get down there? You're like, you go run 4 miles, you're like, man, I didn't even breathe heavy. I get winded going up the stairs here, you know? But along with physical fitness, your mental readiness, that's what's going to help propel you, right? Not just being physically prepared, but being mentally prepared, right? Your guys' coaches also talk to you, you know, about getting in shape, stretching, being fit, but also mental preparation in sports is a huge thing, right? It's the same thing in the Bible, being mentally prepared, learning the Word of God, studying the Word of God, praying, being here on Sundays and being here on Wednesdays and bringing your friends, mentally getting prepared, all right? So sometimes we lose games, right? We lose, and what happens if we're not mentally prepared? And we're just kind of going through life. We lose. I've seen kids, man, they fall apart, right? You see people throwing temper tantrums and having a hard time with that. It was once said that you can't really learn how to win unless you've learned how to lose, right? In sports and in life, it's the same way. You really can't learn how to win until you've learned how to lose. You know, we will lose. You're going to lose things. We're going to lose games. We're going to lose things in life. But having the right mental attitude, that's what's going to help prepare you and determine some of the outcomes you're going to have when you do lose. All right, David Bender, he was a theologian. He said, sometimes we may ask God for success, and he gives us physical and mental stamina. Right? He's saying sometimes we ask God, man, we want to have success. We want to do great, and we don't get success. He sometimes gives us physical and mental stamina to prepare us. We might receive enlarged perspectives and increased patience. And we petition for growth and are blessed with the gift of grace. He may bestow upon us convictions and confidence as we strive to achieve worthy goals. So your mental attitude, it really will determine your outlook on how God is going to, is he answering my prayers? Maybe he's not answering my prayers. If he's not answering my prayers, maybe it's because he has something better for me. So he's helping me grow. So this combat attitude is going to equip your mental attitude right here to be vigilant and prepared. That's kind of what it's for. It's helping you guys be prepared. So we're going to go through this. If you guys look on page 2, in any conflict, the key to survival is mental readiness, all right? Only as the mind is equipped and conditioned can the body respond to conflict. The military and law enforcement, they have a color code system. So we'll kind of go through this color code system. So right here, number 1, it says white, apathy. The person in condition white is asleep, all right? They're untrained, undisciplined, totally unprepared for confrontation and crisis. Do you guys know anyone like that you go to school with, or anyone that's totally, completely unprepared? We were watching some videos last night of people that are so in tune with the social media and their cell phones. We were cracking up. People were reading their phone, fell into fountains. Someone walked into traffic, almost got hit by a car. Another person walked right into a stop sign. Right, they're totally unprepared, completely apathetic about what's going on around them. You know, it's funny because we're watching it, but it's not really funny because that's how people actually go through life. People go through life like that, just completely oblivious to everything going around. So one of the conditions in the training code is apathy, undisciplined, unprepared. And as Christians, it can be detrimental to us. If we're not reading the Bible, we're not praying, we're not coming to small groups, we're not doing studies, it can be detrimental to us as Christians. We got to be plugged in the Word. So number two is yellow, vigilance. The person in condition yellow recognizes the potential of danger and is constantly alert. We live kind of in a fire danger area, right? You guys know fire danger. They tell you have some water prepared, right? Have some food prepared. If you live in an area where there's trees, they tell you, you know, cut some of the trees back, the roughage back, clean your yards, clean the pine needles up, right? You guys, so being, recognizing a danger. So you look at it, that's the same thing spiritually, right? We got to recognize dangers. You know, are you hanging out with the right people? Are the people at school that you're friends with? You know, are they going out partying and doing things that you know maybe you shouldn't be doing? So you recognize those things, like maybe that's not someone I should hang out with. Maybe that's not somebody I should be friends with. Right, so you got to be vigilant in your studies and know, and just be vigilant in what you're doing and be alert. Number three is orange identification. The consistently alert person will be able to quickly identify real threats when they occur. Okay, condition yellow is the highest level of readiness in which the threat has been identified. So how you guys can be conditioned as Christians is by studying the Word, spending a little bit of time every day. Do you know how many hours or minutes a day people spend watching TV? It comes out to almost, I think they say about 6 hours a day. 4 to 6 hours the average person watches TV. You know how many commercials you get to see through that? If you watch a 30-minute show, 10 to 15 minutes of it's commercials. So a lot of times people say, I don't have time to read my Bible. I don't have time to be in prayer. If you watch 2 hours of TV, you watch at least 30 minutes to an hour of commercials. So do you think you guys could be in prayer and reading your Bible in that time? All right, we got to look at it like that. Identifying a problem, in the higher level readiness, identifying a threat, you're going to use that still in your spiritual life, just as you would in out there in the physical world. And then you have red, which is your action. The person in condition red aggressively responds to the crisis by taking whatever action is necessary to neutralize the danger. So that's sometimes you see, police officers, right? They say, oh man, they neutralized a threat. Our military, they went over, they neutralized a threat, right? They had to take action. And they're trained for that. They were prepared for it. They went over, they took action. It's the same thing in your spiritual life, taking action, right? Taking action by knowing the Word of God, by reading the Word of God, by committing, Bible verses to memory. That's having your action. And then black is number five, and that's panic. A lot of times people, because they aren't prepared, they're not vigilant, they haven't identified any kind of threats, and they don't ever take any action, when a crisis occurs, they live in what's called blind panic, right? The person who lives in condition white will eventually rush into blind panic when a crisis occurs. You see that a lot. A lot of times if people aren't prepared, they just completely panic. You guys see it all the time on the news, if you guys are watching the news and stuff, a crisis happens. People aren't prepared. We think, oh, it's never going to happen to us. It's never going to happen in our small town. These crises are never going to happen to us. But they do. And people aren't prepared for that. And it's the same thing when you get out there into the world. If you're not studying the Word of God and you're not committing memory verses to heart and you're not in prayer and you're not in your worship groups on Wednesdays and Sundays, when a crisis occurs, you're going to be in blind panic. You're not going to know what to do. And a lot of times right now, there's so many Christian kids leaving the faith. It's a huge number of kids that get to college, and the percentages are astronomical right now that leave the faith. They don't go to church anymore. This thing doesn't work for me. This God thing doesn't work for me. I prayed. He didn't answer my prayers. They leave the faith because they're not strong. They have a lot of unanswered questions, and they're not seeking those questions out. They're seeking those questions out in the world. They're not seeking those questions out in the Word of God. And a lot of Christians, we all have them. We have friends, family members that have all walked away, and they don't want anything to do with God. They want anything to do with the Bible. And that's what happens when we're not prepared and we're not vigilant. All right, so how we can kind of build this up, we're going to do an acronym, which is called THINK. On page 3, we have in the written word the mind of Christ, right? 1 Corinthians 2:16. And as Christians, we are expected to think. You guys are expected to think. Over and over in Scripture, we are told to watch, to perceive, to mentally calculate, right, to bear down with our minds. So we're going to use this acronym, THINK. This is a great tool right here. And THINK, we're going to use as T, for T in THINK, I'm sorry, we're going to use TRAIN. To get out of condition white, you must train. God uses prepared people, right? You guys all play sports here, so you all train. Could you be, what do you play? Soccer. Could you be a good soccer player if you never went out there and practiced? No. Could you be a good baseball player if you never went out there and swung the bat? No. You couldn't run a 40-yard dash very fast if you never went out there and ran, right? So you got to train. What do you do, Steven? You play any sports? No. All right. Gary, you play any sports? Ping pong? You couldn't be good at ping pong if you didn't practice, huh? So train, right? To get out of condition white, you must train. God uses prepared people. You guys got to train. Just like you train for your sports, just like you train for baseball and basketball and swimming, you have to train in the Word of God. You got to be reading your Bibles. You know, you guys have friends. You guys should be inviting your friends here, right? We've invited a lot of the kids in the neighborhood. They've been coming on Sundays, and some have been able to come on Wednesdays. Invite your friends, man. Bring them here. You got to train yourself being in prayer and being in the Word. And then for H, have a plan, okay? To be vigilant, you must have plans because once crisis strikes, it's too late to prepare. In condition yellow, you must be alert. Prepare yourself by having a plan based on the Word of God. All right? When we lived in California, we dealt with a lot of earthquakes. I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with an earthquake. It can be really scary. We went through the Ridgecrest earthquake, which devastated buildings and roads collapsed and stuff. But in California, they always, man, it's been a big thing since I was a little kid, you know, always preparing for earthquakes, having water available. Because when an earthquake comes through and the houses shake and things fall down, there's no power, there's no water, there's no food, you know. And then when the fire danger comes, a lot of times the store shelves are empty. You know, you'll go to the store and you see, like, back east and in the south when they have those major floods, there's no water. The shelves are completely empty. They'll show pictures and it looks like the store's out of business. But, you have to have a plan. You have to be vigilant. You got to prepare your things in life, and that's the same thing spiritually. You got to prepare yourself spiritually. All right? And then implement the plan. I for implement. When the attitude of vigilance spots trouble, you switch to condition orange. When the problem is identified, you must implement the plan of action. This is where your training must take over, right? Sometimes we had earthquakes, and I remember one morning, it was about 3 in the morning, we had this earthquake, and it was horrible, and we would go outside, and all the electrical transformers are just blowing out, and you can see them arcing across the sky. But we had candles, right? We were always prepared, so we had flashlights with fresh batteries. We had candles, you know, we always had things ready to go. So it was like, okay, the earthquake's over, the house is still standing, thank goodness. And we had, preparation so we could get through. And implementing that plan, you know, knowing the Word of God, taking the scriptures that you guys learn. I know, Gil, when we first started helping out, you guys would have Bible memory verses up there. Do you guys know any, can you guys remember any of those Bible memory verses? You didn't do any of them? Do you remember any of them? I remember. I walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, you guys committing these things to memory? Do you remember any of those, Stephen? No? It's okay. That's why we're here. We're here to give you guys the information to prepare you so you can start memorizing these verses, okay? So when you get into trouble, you're at a baseball game, you know, something's going on, you got these, Bible verses you can hold on to. And then N is neutralize the danger. The appropriate action you take in condition red neutralizes the threat of danger. The Word of God is your weapon. Apply wisely. It always stops the enemy short. Okay? So the Word of God is your weapon. That's why it's so important that we're constantly reading, we're constantly training ourselves, you know, coming to Bible study, coming on Sundays. But apply it wisely. You guys remember the book of Jude, right? Archangel Michael, he's having an argument with Satan over the body of Moses. and they get in this argument, and he doesn't even argue with Satan, right? What does the archangel Michael say? He says, the Lord rebukes you. He doesn't even have to have an argument. He says, the Lord rebukes you, right? Knowing the scriptures and knowing how powerful Jesus is, the word of God is our weapon. And if you apply it wisely, it will always stop the enemy because we are going to get attacked. You guys are Christians. You know, you go to public schools. You guys are in a lot of public places. You guys are called to be the light, right? You got to be a light. When you're outside and you're at school, people should be able to say, man, I know he's a Christian, man. Or she's a Christian. She acts different. She's kind, sweet. You know, you boys, you know, you're always nice and kind and helping other people on your teams, right? People have to be able to see that in you. And then K, keep on moving or be killed. Condition black, blind panic, right? Has only one result. You become a casualty. If you live in condition black and you're never prepared, and when tragedy happens, you just completely melt down, that's just where you just become a casualty, right? So don't be a sleeper, Ephesians 5:14 through 16, right? Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Walk in wisdom, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Circumspect means that you think carefully before doing or saying something, right? Be careful, be cautious, be smart, be careful in what you do. Louis Pasteur said once, he said, chance, you guys have probably heard this, chance favors only the prepared mind, right? By this he meant that sudden flashes of insight don't just happen, they are products of preparation, right? They say chance favors the prepared mind. If you're prepared, you're going to see a huge result in your life, studying the Word of God. So what I encourage you guys to do is take this book with you, take it home, and then do we still have notebooks back there for... There's a couple notebooks. I would encourage you guys to start taking notes while you're in here. Write down these Bible verses that we're going to go over in the next couple weeks. Write them down, and then commit them to memory so we can start going through this together. We're going to start going through this chapter by chapter. It's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. But I would encourage every single one of you to go through it and read it. And then next week, whoever's going to teach, we're going to teach on the orientation, of Jesus, the resurrection, his death. We're going to go over that, and we'll continue this study. And then Sundays, we're going to be in the book of Matthew. So what we'll do is we'll pray, and then we'll go over, if you guys got any questions, we'll go over this book together. And so who would like to close us out in prayer? Anyone? TJ, you want to close us out? Okay. Close us out in prayer, and then we'll just go over.